As a group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning. Hey, we're back with another episode of Café con Canela. It's Yesenia.
And Lila.
You know what we should start doing?
Yes.
I think in the beginning we did this. We're like, hey, I always say my name and then you say your name. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm going to have to listen back to our episodes. But I think, like, would it be better if we said, hey, I'm here with Lila.
And I'm here with Yesenia.
Or no. No. Okay, we'll stick to the first version. Hey, it's Yesenia.
And Lila.
And we're back. With season 3, episode 3, I think?
Yes.
This season has been a little choppy, but it's okay. Y'all are still listening, tuning in, so we appreciate you. Thank you so much as we get things organized.
Yeah, I mean, it's the summertime, so we're busy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
mom
hard
life,
to
work life. Sure.
Mm. Living life.
Vacation life.
So it's
life.
Hard to just, like, come together and record for... like 30 to 45 minutes.
I know. And then we blamed it on baseball season, which is now over. But guess what's coming up?
Basketball.
So speaking of.
Today we have a guest with us. His name is Rob. And he is in charge, organizing, leading.
What would you call
president?
Yourself, Rob?
President.
Introduce yourself.
President.
Hello, everyone. My name is Robert Quiones. I am the president of the Eastside Youth Basketball League that will be happening this winter, fall/winter at Rowan Park and St. Francis de Sales. Thank you both for inviting me to the podcast.
Thank you for coming on. So this is replacing Eastside Hoops, correct?
Formally.
It's formerly Eastside Hoops.
Yes. Okay.
So we just have a whole new name.
And gotcha.
A lot of the same roles.
And uh-huh. A lot of, like, new people in charge.
Yes. We have a great team.
Yes. I'm really excited. This is going to be my kid's third year. Second and a half, because the first one was interrupted during the pandemic.
Oh, yes.
So, like, they I'll consider this their second year. This is going to be their second year. So, I'm really excited. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to take this on.
Yes.
I decided to take this on because I've been part of the league for almost 20 years officiating. So, I've seen a lot of kids grow up throughout the whole league. And I'm from the community, and I really care about these kids. I really care about the community. And I just want to make this the best league in the city. That's the goal.
Oh.
Goals, for real.
Yeah.
Put us back on the map, right?
That's a big goal.
Yes. I think the sky's the limit with Eastside Youth Basketball League. The support from the parents and the community is amazing. So I just think it's going to be very, very fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really glad that you're doing it. It has been around for a very long time. My brothers went through it. My kids have gone through it. I hope that my grandchildren will go through it. So yeah, to see it kind of, well, you can't really say that it died or was starting to die, but to see it kind of, falling off a little, it was a little disappointing. And I'm glad that, yeah, like that you stepped in because it is a lot of work, mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about the team that you've built so far.
We have Lila's helping out. I have Goose that's been around coaching for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. And I have Ante from Rowan Park. He's coaching a lot of the kids from Rowan Park. He's been around the league too, officiating. So us four have been working hard for the last couple months trying to prepare for the upcoming season, which starts November 12th.
November 12th.
And when does registration start?
Registration starts Monday, August 22nd at our meet and greet. Okay. It's at Rowan Park, 6 p.m. I'm encouraging everyone to come out. We are raffling off one free registration per division.
Oh,
and
nice.
And that's only at the meet and greet.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to come to the meet and greet, mm-hmm. but you don't. Do you have to be present when they actually raffle them off?
Yes.
So you have to stay the whole time?
Yes, it'll be the meet and greet's not going to be long. It'll be about 30 minutes. I'll be just
It's only 30 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just be introducing ourselves.
It may even be shorter than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll be introducing ourselves, and then roughly around 6:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the raffle,
the drawing,
and then after that, we will be taking registration for 1 hour that day, and then we'll continue on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Got it.
And that week, so the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th is going to be early registration, so it is a discounted fee. And then the weeks after, it'll be regular. The registration fee would be regular.
Okay. Yeah. And registration has to be in person?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The registration fee is $150, but if you come early on that week, mm-hmm. it's $125.
Got it.
So you save yourself $25.
And then there's discounts for multiple children.
Yes.
Get those savings, people, and make sure to come on what is it called? Meet and greet day.
Yes. August 22nd, 6 p.m. at Rowan Park.
Yes. And what kind of changes are you expecting this season as opposed to, like, previous seasons? Or what are you hoping for?
I'm just hoping for everyone to just be on the same side in regards to making sure that these kids are going to have fun, they're going to develop, and just remember these, build memories with kids, their mm-hmm. friends and family.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, you know, one of the things that I, like, being part of the Little League, that you run into is getting volunteers. And I think that's kind of, like, what makes an organization successful, you know, is having volunteers. And it's good that you have a good core team that's starting it. But how do you expect to reach out? Like, you know, do you already have parents reaching out that want to volunteer as far as coaching, things like that? Or
I think because the league is established, mm-hmm. there are a lot of
that are already
returning coaches. Okay. A lot of the coaches, I mean, like I said, because both my mm-hmm. kids have gone through it. A lot of the coaches have been doing this
For years.
Uh-huh. So I don't know that. And he knows a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's not a lot of spots that need to be filled. But they are definitely doing things different this year, and having rules in place and not letting coaches or parents get away with some of the crap that they were doing previous years.
Yes, definitely. And I had a lot of people reach out to me asking me if they can coach. But like I said, there's not really a lot of spaces because we already have coaches in place
that's great. I mean, that's mm-hmm. great to hear, you know.
Yep. So there have been a lot of people been asking to coach. So mm-hmm. that shouldn't be a problem in regards to coaching.
How can people reach out to you, parents, coaches? How can they reach out?
So I encourage everyone to like our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page, Eastside Youth Basketball League. I do respond to the messages as soon as I get them. Also, you can email me at esybl22@gmail.com. I'm currently working on getting a phone so I can actually have a phone that people can call me with any questions or concerns.
It was funny because a message had came on Facebook, and I was typing, and my mm-hmm. response was like, you know,
like him,
a few lines. And before I could hit send, he responded with just, like, one word. And I'm like, oh. So I messaged him. I was like, okay, I think I'll let you respond so that we're not sending double messages.
Or unless he told you, like, yo, can you respond to this one? How long is – you said it starts November 12th?
Yeah, so the season's going to start November 12th, mm-hmm. and the last championship games will be on March 4th and 5th.
Okay.
So March 4th for Rowan Park, and then March 5th. For St. Francis.
Got it.
And it's the same setup where the younger kids play
Saturdays
at Rowan, and then the older kids Sunday at St. Francis.
Oh. Yes. The 5 and 7 year olds and the 8 and 9 year old divisions will play at Rowan mm-hmm. on Saturdays. And then the 10 to 12 and the 13 to 15 year olds will play on Sunday at St. Francis D6. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if my kids are gonna be
5 to 7. Wait, they're gonna be
no,
8. So it's the age by September 1st.
Yes.
So whatever age they are, okay. So they'll still be seven. So they still play in that 5 to 7 division.
And also giving the girls an extra year. So if a girl is 13, she can play in the 10 to 12 division.
Or like Ariel next year, she can stay in the 5 to 7 division and Eric can move up.
Mm. Gotcha.
I mean,
I don't know if I would.
I don't know. Yeah, like I don't know how, if it even matters at that age, but the girls do get an extra year. Is there anything that you would like to share with everyone that we may not have touched on or asked?
No, I just encourage everyone to come out and play in this basketball league. It's going to be a great time. It'll be a lot of different. I mean, we're going to actually have an all-star game. We're going to have an all-star weekend kind of. Mm-hmm. Have a free throw contest for the kids, a three-point contest. And I have a lot of, well, we have a lot of ideas for the all-star weekend to make it really, really fun for all the kids.
Yeah, come on out, guys. Make sure to support. Remember, these programs only happen when we as a community participate and encourage them and support them. So, you know, we want to make sure that we continue having programs like this in our area. So we got to make sure to support. And it gives the kids something to do. I mean, I know, like, the winter, you don't want your kid on the, you know, the tablet or the iPad or playing video games all winter long. So get them active. Get them involved. It gives you a little bit of time. It gives you a little bit of mentally of a break for you.
Yeah, and also encourage everyone to like our Facebook page also, because we plan on streaming all the games on Saturday and Sunday. So some people cannot make it to the games, they'll be able to watch it on Facebook on the page. So that's pretty cool. That's never been done in Eastside like basketball history. So yeah. That'll be pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Robert, for joining us. Thank you for that information. Thank you for taking on this role, because again, it's something for our kids. And I'm very appreciative. I know that it was a little hectic the last season. You know, and it's a lot of work, so you can't blame anybody. It's a lot of work.
100%.
So for somebody to try to do it by themselves, it's impossible. And you know, they tried they put in as much effort as they could, and we're glad to see it keep going, and for it not to die. So thank you so much for taking that role on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And you're more than welcome to come on and let us, whatever you want to, just come say hi to us, or whenever you want to give an update or whatever. We're here.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll be over there too. We can actually record from over there, from one of the games or something. That'd be kind of cool.
For sure.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's how you'll catch me on Saturdays.
Yep. Now that Lila volunteered to stream all Saturdays. So there you go. If she misses something, blame her. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. If I miss your kid's shot,
yeah. But it's not my fault. Thank you again, Robert. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
I'm glad that they're making changes, you know, to the league and I'm looking forward to this season. Hopefully.
Yeah, not too many changes. He wants to keep it as kind of regular, mm-hmm. as, you know, like what we're used to, what the parents are used to. But he does definitely want to make improvements. Like he said, sky's the limit. He wants it to be the best league in the city of Chicago. I mean, big dreams, but that's good.
Yeah. That's good, too. They have high hopes and...
For sure.
So that's what's been keeping you busy lately. You guys have met, you said, a couple times, right?
Mm-hmm. And we are constantly communicating as a team, like, with different ideas or just... There's just so much. It's so much that, like, it does blow my mind how anyone... I think of, like, Double D and how he was doing it by himself. Mm-hmm. It's like, how? How? There's just so much that... Yeah. So much that needs to be done.
When he had it, wasn't there a time that there was an actual board, though?
I have no idea.
And then I think there was. And then I think they all left him, no?
I have no clue.
And then he did it by himself for like a year or two. And then...
I don't know anything. I just signed up my kids and that's it. I didn't know anything. I'm just nervous. I'm like, it's just going to be so much to do. And he's just like, I'm so excited. I'm like, we are not the same. So, I mean... But good, I need the positivity, because right away my mind goes to the chaos and just it being hectic and unorganized, and it just overwhelms me. But he's very organized.
Yeah,
well, they all are. They all are. Mm-hmm. And the good thing with this group, I think, is like they're all in it for the kids, for the sport, for the community, like. None of them are doing this for their own gain. You know, no one is trying to become famous from this or nothing. They're really doing it for the community and for the children. And I mean, I think you can't lose. Like that's So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So what else have you been up to?
I hate when you ask me that question.
Because then you're like, damn.
Yeah, right. Like, shit. Work. And that's it. My mom's birthday was the other day.
Oh, nice.
She's 64. My dad turned 65 in a couple weeks. But they're so simple. Like, my dad, I'm like, let's do something. No, he just wants to barbecue. I'm like,
and okay. Does he do the barbecuing or do your brothers or you?
It's me. You, no? I'm like the big brother. So, yeah, so he was already like, oh, we're going to have it at your house. Okay, fine.
But, yeah. But for your moms, you guys went out to eat, no?
Yeah, because my mom likes to go out to eat.
Oh, that's good.
My dad, if we try to take my dad out to eat, he just gets so upset because really? He does not. Yeah, he does not like going out to eat. He does not like spending money on a meal where, like, let's say the bill comes out to $200. Mm-hmm. He's thinking, like, you know how much groceries I could have bought with $200? So it's like, okay, fine. That's why we're just going to grill for his birthday because that's all he wants to do. Yeah, other than that, that's all.
Yeah, I haven't been up to much. Same thing, work.
Except turning 40.
I know. My goodness. It feels just like being 30. I'm just kidding.
Right?
Yeah, that was cool. So I ended up going. I don't know if y'all have seen, if you follow me on social media. I went with the 90s theme. So it was pretty fun to see people dress up.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am surprised that a lot of people dressed up.
Yeah. Like, some were pretty, like, yeah, not really dressed up, but whatever. I guess it could pass.
You put on a hat.
Like, whatever. I guess it could pass. No, but no, it was cool. but, yeah, other than that, just been working. I went to the Backstreet Boys concert.
Last week.
The week before, yeah. I went to the Backstreet Boys by myself, so that was the first time I went to a concert by myself.
See?
That
was pretty cool. Doing new and cool things.
Yes. And I actually enjoyed it. I'm like, and not that I prefer going by myself, but, like, I don't mind it at all. I think because I'm, like, such a, like, I don't like people, like, I don't like being rushed, and I'm always last minute. I like doing things on my own time. I don't like making, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm terrible at making decisions, so I'll decide when I need to decide, you know, like, if I want to go, you know, or things like that. So I actually didn't mind it at all. Other than that,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
What else? I'm trying to think.
I try to imagine doing stuff on my own, and I just can't see it happening because I feel like, who do I share my happiness with? By myself, I can't. No thanks.
What do you mean share your happiness with?
Well, not everybody can do it.
No, that's the same. Like, how to share your happiness out? Don't you sing at the concerts?
Yeah, but I don't want to sing by myself. I want to sing with the person I'm with. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that was so great. And I'm not going to turn around and say that to a stranger.
Yeah. I don't.
Just like how people, like, some people do, are okay with vacationing by themselves. And it's like,
I want to do that.
You know?
But I think because now I just feel guilty going by myself. Like, because I have kids. Like, if I didn't have my kids, if I was, like, just either single or if I was just married and didn't have my kids, but and Eric really didn't want to go somewhere, I could say now, I never even considered it before, but I would totally go by myself. Totally go by myself. But now that I have kids, I feel bad because I know that my daughter would want to go anywhere with me. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Me going by myself is kind of like I feel selfish, you know? But yeah, like, there's a lot of places that Eric doesn't want. He doesn't like to fly. So, he doesn't want to go anywhere that's like more than 4 hours.
Oh, shit.
And me, I want to go to, like, different places, you know? Yeah. So instead of forcing them to go with me, I could just go by myself.
That's right.
And with my daughter. So yeah, so that's gonna have to be one of my bucket listings, is going on a vacay by myself or with one of my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of vacations, are we gonna do Vegas or what?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking maybe just do a party here in my garage. In my yard.
Yeah, you could.
Get like a tamborazo.
And I was like, you could get one of those heater things so it's not cold.
Yeah. I want to get like a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe to block wind or whatever. Mm. And then maybe a heater. I don't know. I hate planning parties.
I know.
I hate it.
So do I.
So I'll like, I'll have all these ideas and then like, right before, I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. So, I don't even think about it. That's why a vacation would have just been better for me because I don't have to plan shit, right? Mm-hmm. to jump on a plane, but I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm not a part. I'm definitely, like, that's the last party I'm going to throw in, like, a long time. For myself, at least.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a party person. That and you do end up spending a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I mean, just in general, like, we put money on the tab, you know, not me, but Eric, you know, on the tab and stuff, and it's just, like, it adds up, so it's just, like, damn.
Well, yeah, like, if I do something here, mm-hmm. I have to provide food.
Yeah, I have to
provide, well, some alcohol.
But the good thing about the tent. The good thing about that is, like, when it's house parties, people usually bring liquor. You know what I mean? Like, so you can't bring liquor to a bar, you know? Right. So you don't have to provide too much.
Right.
So that's good. Like, that's it's the cleaning up afterwards that sucks. Mm-hmm. And or before and after. You're just setting up, you know?
Yeah. Decorating, like everything, it just, no thanks. Oh, we got some kids from the east side that are playing at the Field of Dreams.
Oh, I seen that.
Yeah.
Do you know any of these players? Or?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Carlos Cerda, he's a year older than Alex. And then Matthew Chico, also a year older than Alex. So Matthew's brothers played Cubs RBI with Lewis. Mm-hmm. So his family is familiar with the program.
Okay.
And yeah, like, good for them. Like,
how do kids get recruited for this? Do they have to?
They have tryouts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have tryouts, and I mean, like, when Lewis played, the Cubs did a free program. Like, it was, it's a travel team. It's a great, great, great program to be
a part
involved
of?
In. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they give these kids so many opportunities. Like. Mm-hmm. It's really good. They travel all over, like, they treat them like celebrities, you know, like, you know, they had, what is it? Not opening day. They had, like the jersey signing ceremony, jersey ceremony. So like they had them all sitting and then they presented them each with their jerseys. Mm-hmm. Who was there? I don't know Cubs players. Ryan Sandberg.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he was there, and then they got to walk around and take pictures with the trophy. And, like, it was just a great experience for these kids. And they do tryouts, I think, every year. Yeah, I mean, it's... I encourage everyone to participate in it. It's really, really, really good.
And that's the Cubs program, right?
Yes.
And is that still available every year? Like, the same thing that, like, when Lewis applied? Or
yeah. Yeah, because they had tryouts this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, because Lewis was in it, like, I still get emails. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe for next year when I get an email, I can share it with everyone so that they can get their kids involved.
Mm-hmm. But, and how did you hear about it when Lewis...
From the Chicos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they were playing, and so his coach, Chico, let me know about it, and... You know, I took Lewis. He tried out, made the team, and yeah, like, they travel all over. We didn't go to Field of Dreams. I don't even know if it was a thing then, but we did go to, you know, we did travel to different places.
That's awesome, though. It's definitely a nice experience for them, whether they decide to pursue baseball or not. It's definitely something that they can always look back on, you know?
Yeah. It's good for colleges. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just looks really good to put that on your resume as well. You know, like, I mean, yeah, it's really good. I'm a big fan of it.
Nice. Bless you. So, yesterday, I was making a video, and I thought it was funny. I thought it was a funny video, but my daughter has to swear in it. Like, it was the one that I showed you, like... do you know what day it is? Hell yeah. Do I know what day it is? Hell yeah. It's my best friend's birthday. Happy birthday, bitch.
Oh.
So she says happy birthday, bitch, you know? Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, oh my God. Yesenia, like, ¿qué es eso? ¿Qué no tienes vergüenza? ¿Cómo vas a poner eso? ¿Y qué? I'm like, Ma, it's just a video. Like, it's supposed to be funny. Like,
yeah,
I even cut it at the bit, you know? Like, I just like, bit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't post it because of that. Because I'm like, oh my God, never mind. She's judging me.
Oh, but if you cut it...
This still, I feel bad. But, like, do you ever, like... Do you still, like, let your mom's, like, opinions or your parents' opinions, like, bother you like that, or...
I do not. I do not, but I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, I don't. Like, sorry, Mom.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom's like, you know that in all my life, I never heard your abuelito swear ever in front of us. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we're totally different yes. generations. Like,
my mom's like, yeah, like, Ariel, your kids will not be able to say that. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, no, my
you're
kids.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, no. My kids won't be able to be like, oh, my mom only would swear when she was mad. No. It's 24/7. Like, every year for Lent, I give up saying bad words. So, it's definitely a problem. But, yeah, like, my mom, she doesn't swear. And for, like, I mean, just recently, maybe a couple years, we just started swearing in, mm-hmm. around her or yeah. in front of her. Like, we would never say it before.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids are pretty good with their mouths, except Lewis is getting a little too comfortable, and he's been starting to swear around me. Mm. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, shut your mouth.
You're like, shut the fuck up and stop. Yeah. Shut the like, fuck up and stop fucking swearing.
Watch your fucking mouth. And, but it doesn't matter. I'm the parent. You are yeah. not. When you're the parent, then you can say whatever you want. But right now, you're not.
Yeah, Eric has been saying, what the flip? What the flip? What the? I'm like, hey. He's like, I said flip. I'm like, yes, but we know what you want to say. So
you
chill
don't swear
out.
In front of your kids?
Yes.
So then what the heck? Why can't he?
Him.
Oh, I my thought your husband. Eric. I was like, what?
No, my son, Eric.
Wow, Eric. Well, Alex was the same way. He would always be like, what the freak? And I'd get so mad because it's like, I know what you want to say.
Right.
Do you like this?
Yes, the purple is beautiful. Thank you.
I'm making a rainbow that
ends up looking pretty red. Sorry, wonderful. As you can see, my kids are here. Yeah, freaking kids. Oh, my God.
Don't say that.
So have you watched anything recently or read any books?
I actually started watching on accident. I started watching The Wild on Amazon Prime.
Oh. Is that with the girls and they get stranded?
Yeah.
I love it.
You watched it already?
I didn't finish watching it because I start too many stuff and then... Yeah. I stop because I'm like, okay, I can't... I gotta pick one thing to finish.
Yeah.
But I've watched... Like 4 episodes, 5. I love it.
I watched it on accident because remember I was telling you I watched Yellow Jackets. So I saw Yellow Jackets and I'd heard a lot of things about Yellow Jackets. So I'm like, okay. So then it was the first 2 episodes and then the 3rd episode it went to the wild and I didn't notice right away. I'm like, why do they have like these new characters?
Yeah.
Because Yellow Jackets is about a plane crashing too.
Oh.
So like I was so confused. I'm like, where do these girls come from? I'm like, is there like a different side of an island that this happened on and they're going to run into each other? But it was just so, I couldn't figure it out. And then I'm like, hold on. And I paused. It was like middle of the episode.
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole new show. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll watch this one now. Mm-hmm. So I started watching that one. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was good, though. But yeah, other than that, I haven't seen this, Virgin River finally watched the last season. That show's just ridiculous, though. But I watch it.
Ridiculous.
But I watch it, whatever.
Yeah, what season is it on? 4?
4, yeah.
I think I stopped watching season 3. I think I watched, like, 1 or 2 episodes of season 3, and then I just get bored, and then I just forget, and I just don't go back to
it. It's definitely that's a show that I kind of, like, I can do stuff while I'm watching it because I'm not really paying attention to it that much because I really don't care too much about it.
Yeah.
But I want to know what happens kind of like so I guess I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But it's too Hallmarky for me.
Yeah,
I'm
it
not,
is.
Yeah, like I'm not. Other than that, yesterday I started watching Woodstock, the documentary on Netflix. Oh my God, like I forgot all about like, I forgot that when I think of Woodstock, I think of, like, Woodstock, like, before we were born, you know?
Yeah.
But I didn't realize, like, and maybe I just forgot that they had one in 99. And, oh, my God, it was so horrible. It was, like, disgusting. Like, it's just, like, bleh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I would... Anyway, so, yeah, so that's what I'm watching. I think it's, like, a couple episodes. I'm only on episode 2. So, I haven't... It's, like, a little mini documentary, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that... You said, which one were you watching? You said earlier.
P-Valley.
P-Valley. Where's that on?
Stars.
Mm.
So with Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Yeah, Prime. And then it's on Stars. believe it's Stars. Or Stars. But it's really good. It's season two. And it's about a strip club in Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
Chuckalisa, Mississippi.
Is it like a documentary set? Real life? It's a show.
It's a show, yeah. It's, yeah, it's interesting. Like, the first season, I was watching because there was this girl who goes by, her name is Autumn, and I was just, like, I kept watching because I was interested in, like, her story. Mm-hmm. Like, who is she?
Yeah.
Like, where did she come from, you know? And so second season, I mean, I know who she is now, and she's, I don't like the character that she's playing in the second season, but I'm too invested in the other characters that I can't stop watching because I just want to see what's going to happen. Like, this last episode, it was a little messy, so I'm like, oh my God, just fucking end it already. So I don't know, next episode, I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, it's really entertaining.
Interesting. I hadn't even heard of it. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, it's...
But I don't think I...
It's good.
I'm trying to...
It's a little ratchet.
I don't have Stars, though, so... I have way too many subscriptions.
Yeah. I was just telling Lewis today, too, like, let's just get rid of all the subscriptions and get cable. Because I do feel like I pay way too much, but... My brother was like, you gotta get rid of some, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I was looking through them, I'm like, I can't. I don't know which one. Like, I have Discovery Plus, but I love it because
what's on there?
All my reality shows.
Oh,
90 Day Fiancé. Yeah. I love A Mama's Boy that I've been watching. I'm all into Family Chantel. I love it, and I know that new episodes every Sunday. So Sunday night, I lay there and I watch my reality shows, and then I end it with P Valley.
Interesting.
It's always a great Sunday.
No, the ones I have and are, well, obviously the Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, because I have Amazon Prime. But the ones, like, aside from that I actually pay for is, I think, Paramount Plus. I think I just added on accident. Not on accident, but, like, I went to go watch a show, and then I said, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah,
the subscription on Prime. But I don't know how much it is. I think this is the first month that... I added it for what show was I watching?
See, and I want to get Paramount Plus because I think Ink Masters is going to be on there.
Oh.
And there's a new season, and I really want to watch it. I really want to watch it, but I'm like, I cannot.
Add another one.
Yeah, I was trying to convince Lewis to take over the Hulu one. So at least if I get rid of Hulu, then I can add Paramount Plus.
See, you should partner with your brothers. Like, your brothers don't have any of them?
I don't know. I told Jason, I told him, like, I'll get rid of my Netflix if you let me get yours.
And then he could use your Hulu if anything. Or...
He doesn't care about none of this
shit.
Oh.
I'm sure his kids do, no? Don't they watch anything?
On Netflix, but I don't know who's Netflix. I don't think he has Netflix. I know he was using mine, but I don't know if now he uses, like, somebody in Maribel's family. Like, I have no clue, but I would like to get rid of Netflix. But I cannot bring myself to do it. Like, yeah. HBO Max, the good thing is that we have that, but it's Alex's dad's. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and HBO, well, I have HBO Max. Is it Max? Yeah. But it's free with my phone.
Oh.
So, but I don't even use it. Like, I haven't used, I don't even know what's on HBO right now.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I love
HBO Max. I should look. I'm sure I can find something to watch.
Yeah.
But I just haven't looked at it. But other than that, I know Showtime, I'm thinking of getting Showtime just for Yellow Jackets because the first two episodes were freaking intense. So I'm like, ooh, that was...
Showtime is its own app? No.
I don't know what it's called. It's Show something. Show...
Because I could have sworn I have Showtime.
You might have it on Prime.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, like, I'm not going to get rid of Prime, obviously. I'm not going to get rid of Discovery Plus. So, I mean, I think I could do, like, Netflix. But Netflix is connected... Not Netflix. Hulu is connected with Disney Plus and ESPN Plus. So I was trying to get Lewis to take that one on. And maybe I'll try to get him to take Netflix. But he already pays the internet bill, so it's kind of like, okay, whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not getting rid of no subscriptions unless I get cable. And I have WoW Internet, but then they switched to something else. So now I don't even know what their cable packages. Oh, like, really? I don't even, yeah, they're, I think they're Astound now. Like
isn't WoW no longer exists?
No.
Eric, Ariel, that's your dad. Go get Ariel. Go. Take the laptop so you can charge it and go with your dad. Why? Because.
Oh. Does that mean we get to go bike riding?
No, my back still hurts.
Oh, my God. Take an ibuprofen.
Mom, I'm working on the
gate. It looks fine. Come on. You gotta go. Okay, so somebody on, I forgot who, oh, my God, and I'm so terrible. I'm going to start, I swear to God, guys, I'm going to start giving shout-outs. Like, not when you guys, I'm going to keep track. Everything from this point on before that you guys wrote, I'm sorry. I don't remember who wrote what, so I can't give shout-outs. But moving forward, I'm going to keep track so I can give shout-outs, okay? But.
Keep track of what?
Of people that have messaged us and stuff like that. Oh. But somebody commented on one of my TikToks. And they said that they listen to our podcast, which is surprising because I don't promote it on TikTok, which I'm going to start promoting it on TikTok. But only, like, see, the thing is, like, I don't know how to promote it on my page. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I know, like, there's, like, podcast pages on TikTok. So, like, we could do that, but then they need videos with it. So, yeah. We would either have to start doing them via Zoom, not Zoom, but like something like Zoom.
Yeah.
Or start like actual put the camera up while we're recording and record us. You know what I mean? Excuse me. Where did he go? Oh my God, I forgot missing out. but yeah, so anyway, so thank you so much for everybody that's been listening, especially since I haven't been promoting it, so I'm terrible at that. I will be promoting these next episodes, I promise. Anyway.
Now that baseball's over, do you feel like you have a little bit more free time?
Yeah, I think that I do. I just didn't expect my job.
I was just going to say, but you do podcasts for your job, too.
Yeah, so, like, I didn't expect my job to still be going on. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because you've been saying that.
It was supposed to end the end of June. And
but it was supposed to end last December.
It was supposed to end, last June.
Yeah.
And then they said December, and then they said this June, and then they told us that, like, if we didn't continue on, we weren't able to collect unemployment. Sorry, guys. I only wanted to leave if I was going to be able to collect unemployment, and they said that we wouldn't be able to, so which is why, because we're choosing to leave.
Oh.
And it's being extended. So it's being extended till December, so I hope to God that is the end of it, but even if it does get extended longer than that, I can't do it anymore. I mentally, like, I'm so done with this job. Like, I'm just... It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming because we don't know what they want from us. So it's kind of harder because we're doing like all these extra things, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just to show that we're working.
Yeah.
And it's just mentally draining.
Yeah.
So.
And then like how everything is very last minute. Well, not everything, but a lot of things are very last
minute.
It's because
technically I'm supposed to be working from home, but they kind of want to change that, so we do have a lot of meetings outside of home, and we have a lot of events. But the problem is they'll tell me last minute, like, hey, we have a meeting today at 2:00, when I already had it in my mind that I was going to work from home, so I already kind of planned my day around that.
Yeah,
so it's like, oh my God, so it throws me off, you know.
Yeah.
So that's been a little bit frustrating. And because, like, again, I want to do the whole social media thing and
content creating.
Making more videos and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Like, and I feel like, I feel like I can't because I don't have the time to do that because that I usually do it when the kids aren't home and that's when I'm working.
Yeah.
So that we've been having a lot of Zoom meetings and a lot of, but anyway,
mm-hmm.
So that's what's been frustrating. And of course, like, I get in my moods, so I have to be in the mood. You know, like, sometimes I'm just not in the mood to be on camera, you know?
Yeah.
But people have, somebody did request, like, why don't we do video ones? And I was like, we could, but we'd have to just, like, schedule them. And I was like, and that can also open up opportunities for us to have guests outside of the area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that'll be nice. Speaking of, I don't know if I told you this. I kind of mentioned it, but I think that we never really got a chance to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that there was a sexologist here in Chicago that said she'd come on?
Yes.
So that's going to be interesting. We'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, especially because neither one. Yeah, we're both very like, what's that word?
Conservative?
Conservative when it comes to that. Yeah.
Yeah, like we're not like super sexual beings, you know, like.
Yeah. So it's interesting. That's why I think I want to talk to her because I'm like, it's just intriguing to me how like people are so open with it, which there's nothing wrong with it.
I think I just don't want to be, I don't want to feel like I need to come out of a shell. Like, no, I.
Like, you're okay being in the shell.
Yeah, like, if I'm in a shell, like, if you consider me being in a shell, then I'm okay with being in a shell.
Right.
Like, I just want to stay in my shell. Uh-huh. Like, I don't, and I think that's kind of like, don't make me seem like I'm a weirdo because I'm not a sexual person.
But I don't think so, because I think there's more people that are not sexual than there are sexual.
And when I say not sexual, it's not that, like, I don't enjoy intercourse. It's more like, I don't, after breakups, I've gone a very long time without being intimate. Let me be politically correct. But no, without having sex.
Yeah.
So it's not something that, like, I don't need it to survive. And I guess I just don't understand when people are like nymphos, you know? It's like, what? Why do you fucking need it? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't either.
I know, like, when I've said it, people were like, oh, it's because you haven't found the right sexual partner. No, because when I'm in a relationship, yes, I enjoy it. And I don't have a problem having sex with my partner multiple times. Mm. It could be multiple times a day. It could be, you know, if he's lucky, multiple times in a week. But, again, if I'm not with someone and I'm not, I don't feel a connection with a person, I'm okay not having sex. Like, right. I'm fine. So, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say.
But it is definitely a topic that it's gonna be an interesting topic.
It's a topic that I don't mind not having, right? Like, it's whatever. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm open to the conversation for sure.
Yeah.
But
And on that note, do we have any games? No?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure we can do, would you rather?
Okay.
Oh, I think this is good for you. Ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather never be stuck in traffic again or never get another cold?
Oh, never get another cold. Just because lately I've been fucking sick a lot.
Yeah.
I hate traffic. I hate traffic. But I actually,
I think because you don't drive
as often, where I don't mind anymore. It anymore.
But, like, just put yourself back when you were working at Meijer. That was far.
Yeah.
After a long day of work, just sit in traffic, fuck this shit. I'll take the cold.
See, and my cough has been fucking driving me insane, so right now I'm just like, I'm just over it. I'm over it!
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I went to the doctor, and they told me that I have asthma, which is crazy, because, like, how do people get asthma as an adult?
Yeah, and how
do they... But she said that maybe she's like, I might have had it.
How did they determine that? They just hear you breathe?
Yeah, and because I guess she said that not automatically, but like a cough that... Because it's like, you know, because of not being able to catch your breath when you cough, or they check me, and then also, what was the other thing? That not automatically, but most likely, a cough that lasts more than a year is considered asthma, which I've had it for almost 2 years. But but
they gave you an inhaler.
Yeah, well, they prescribed me one, but Walgreens has been out of it.
Oh shit!
So I've been waiting for the Walgreens to fill it.
And they can't send you to another Walgreens?
I could. It says I could send it to another Walgreens, but am I going to? No.
Oh.
You know, the other Walgreens doesn't have a drive-thru.
Anyway. Here's a good one. Would you rather never get angry or never be envious?
Ooh.
Good one.
Never be envious. I don't mind getting angry. It's the other people that have to deal with it. I don't give a shit. Yeah, never be envious.
Doesn't bother me.
I think that, but then again, I'm not envious as much as I used to be before.
You think so?
I don't think so. I don't think I am.
That's good.
Like, obviously, there's stuff that I Like, if it was the envious that I have now and angry now, I'd rather never get angry because I'm angry a lot. But but it's not me that has to do with it. It's other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about you? But, like, envious before, or like, if I was going to be envious, like, all the time, I wouldn't be able to deal with that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so envious. I'm more, I get angry, so I would rather never be angry. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't want to say I would rather never be angry and then all of a sudden become envious.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right, that's like, what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't want to become extra envious. Like,
right.
If it was the level that I am now, then I can deal with it.
Right.
But I don't want to just become extra envious all of a sudden.
Okay, would you rather have to listen only to Justin Bieber or only an Ariana Grande for the rest of your life?
I'm going to go with Justin.
Yeah, I would rather listen to him forever.
I don't think I even know any Ariana Grande songs. Her voice kind of irks me sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'll go with Justin.
Would you rather be prom queen or valedictorian?
Valedictorian.
Absolutely.
And I'm mad. And I'm mad. There you go. I'm envious because of that.
There you go. But you're mad. You're angry, too.
I'm angry, too. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Do you keep a diary still? Or a journal?
No.
Okay. Would you rather someone read your diary or someone read your text messages?
I have a diary.
Yeah. Okay, the diary that you used to keep. So... Would you rather them find your diary and read it now or read your text messages now?
My text messages, actually.
Yeah, right? I mean, because we're older. So, it's kind of boring.
I don't have anything in my text messages. The only thing would be is me talking shit about people. And I don't care if people read that shit because fuck them.
Right. Like, well, I really wanted to tell you.
But you know what? This we're talking about it,
I'm glad you read it.
Fuck that bitch. My diary back then, dude, there's a lot of shit in there that I'm just not proud of. Yeah. I was a little cuckoo.
Yes. I mean, I think we all were when we were younger.
And there's a reason why I don't even read back into them.
Because it's cringy, right?
It gets cringy. Oh, yeah. It's fuck. It just makes me... Oh, my God. But I do need them because eventually, you know, when I need my autobiography and stuff, you know.
Okay, so this is a good one. Uh-huh. I think it has to do with, like, our podcast, right? Uh-huh. I mean... and then we can end it with this. Uh-huh. Would you rather prefer not having a cell phone ever again or not being able to gossip again? Fuck this game.
Where would I gossip if I don't have a cell phone?
On the podcast.
True that. I will find a way. I don't think there's any... I don't think you can stop gossip. You can't stop it.
But I would rather I would rather keep my cell phone and not gossip. I'd rather just keep the cell phone.
I'll share the cheese with you guys then, not with Lila.
I can hear it, right? I just can't... I can't partake in it. Like, I can listen.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But I guess I really... Okay, look, if I had a device... If I have my iPad, I don't need my cell phone. I do not need my cell phone. Give me my iPad. I don't even talk on my phone. Rarely talk on my phone.
I mean, I called you yesterday.
Yeah.
And I didn't call you today?
You can FaceTime me on the Messenger. I picked the cheese man. I picked the cheese man because I can use my iPad. I don't need my phone. I don't text message either, actually. It's the group chats on the Messenger.
On Messenger, right.
On Messenger, so... And I could TikTok from my iPad. But yeah, so on that note, and you can listen to our podcast from any other device. You don't need your phone.
Right.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. And hasta la próxima.
Until next time.
Coffee with cinnamon. Café con canela.